The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We will get back to the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. The Braves go to Pittsburgh and play poorly. Yes. Can't get to 500. Still unable to do so far this season. So we'll get into some of that. Get back into some NBA conversation, look ahead to the two games going on tonight, and also the Giannis open to exploring best fit. Okay. That sounds to me like step one in Giannis leaves this offseason, but you know, obviously it's got to be a good situation for him. I think the organization would try to do right by him, being that he has done so well there, but we'll get to that, and then we'll get to an AMA at 140 as well.
No, I mean, like, what do you give, like, if Giannis wants to go anywhere, he can, right? They'll send, like, say I want to go to the Lakers.
Right.
They'll
like send him. If he whatever he decides he wants to do. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean,
you would think, right?
I would think. You just have to, I mean, that would be, that's tough with all that money.
Right.
Like, him and Luka would have to play with only Bronny. Like, Bronny would be the only one that they could afford to keep at that point, you know? Like, because with the new CBA and the way that it's structured, like, it's hard to have multiple big money dudes on your roster. And I think, you know, I think we're going to see more of this over the next handful of years. It's just like, we're going to see it with the Celtics probably this offseason.
This will be their last. All those guys together. Yeah. You're not trading your two guys.
No, you got to keep those guys together.
Who would you want if you're the Hawks?
Off the Celtics?
Mm-hmm.
Can I still have Derek White?
I remember you wanted Derek White. You wanted Derek White so bad.
Can I still have Derek White these years later?
You wanted Derek White so bad.
I would still love to have Derek White. I mean, who else on that team? Can we get Al Horford back? You want Al Horford?
No.
The return of Al? Center?
This got to be Al's last year.
Who knows?
It's got to be Al's last year.
Al can hang around the perimeter and shoot threes.
Yeah.
For a couple more years.
It's got to be Al's last year,
Looks like he's been treating his body right.
Yeah, man.
Eating well, healthy.
He's not eating that bacon shark.
I think if they win another championship, then Al can retire. I don't know. I really have no idea. I can't believe it's 10 years later and Al's still playing like this.
But he would be like a great addition. This leadership, all those different things here.
Yeah.
He'd be really good.
Yeah, bring it home. Bring it home. I don't know. There's going to be some movement this offseason. Obviously, the Giannis thing that we're talking about, but there's with the Celtics making moves. Obviously, the Phoenix Suns are going to have to do something with what they've got going on. The Rockets are going to try to add the Heat. Pat Riley came out and said, "We cannot do this again. We can't stand Pat. Yep. We got to change it up." And the Hawks have some money to spend, so you know they got to hire a president of basketball operations.
They still ain't got one of them yet.
I mean, you know, it's only the draft. It's only it's a little
lottery tonight.
Lottery tonight.
Okay. The Cooper Flag.
They have a 0.7. The Hawks have a 0.7% chance to get the number one.
The Spurs are going to get it.
You think so?
Yeah, probably. They got two because they had the Hawks first round pick. I mean, their lottery pick. And they also have their own.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think Utah's going to get it.
Why? Because Cooper Flagg's there?
Yeah.
Because Cooper Flagg is there?
Because Maine to Duke to Utah is the trifecta of white. This is nothing whiter than that in the basketball world.
That's true.
Then starting in Maine, going to Duke, and then getting drafted by the Jazz.
Yes.
The
Jazz are making moves, man. Danny Ainge. Dude, why is it every time you see a video from back when Danny Ainge was playing, he was always getting fight? Danny Ainge stayed getting hands put on him.
I couldn't stand Danny Ainge when he played for the Suns.
He was
always getting into it with Gary Payton and the different Sonics.
He was always getting hands put on him, though.
Yeah, he was.
That's the thing about it.
Because he was always elbowing guys in the kidneys when nobody was looking.
He was a freaking dirtbag, but he was getting hands put on
Pulling your shorts down. Yeah, people are always getting in fights with Danny Ainge.
Beating up Danny Ainge.
Like, just one of the most irritating players in NBA history. Won a lot.
I wonder if Vernon got a hold of Danny Ainge.
I bet Vernon Maxwell has some good opinions on Danny Ainge.
Yeah, I bet he does too.
Just because he's got general thoughts on Utah.
Yes.
As it is.
Yes. Like, there's like
the return of Vernon Maxwell to the public consciousness. It's been one of the great.
Because there's so, you know, sometimes I'm always like, damn, Don, why do you got to feel like we got to tell all the secrets and all the stories about what happened in locker room stuff? I love Vernon Maxwell.
Yeah.
Because Vernon Maxwell back like in the spotlight of people. After, because it went, because the first time I heard from Vern after he was gone for all those years was the guy who tried to scam him, the guy who was asking for money. Vern was like, don't lend this blank no money.
Vincent Askew.
Yeah, Vincent Askew.
Former Sonic.
Yeah, don't get
Vinny Askew.
Don't get it blank no money. I gave this man $10,000.
He just has the best storytelling voice. There's three former NBA players that I would put in my favorite, like, because Vernon doesn't have a podcast. He just goes on podcasts, which is even better.
Yes.
He somehow pops up once a week with another great story about Hakeem slapping people or whatever. It's Vernon Maxwell. It's Jeff Teague, who tells every story in the funniest, most casual way.
My contract was trash.
He's so funny.
Your contract was trash.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Gilbert Arenas. Gilbert Arenas is telling every story that ever occurred.
That's why I keep saying, because I watched the shooting guard thing, and I keep asking myself, like, Gil would have got his ass whipped. Why were people scared of Gilbert Arenas? I just don't get it.
I'm not sure.
Like, that's why I remember I just was like, Gil a made man or something?
I don't know.
Because Gil messed with everybody. But then I saw the clip with Kenyon Martin. I'm like, Kenyon, shut up. That's just Swaggy P, man. Because they got the haterish podcast.
Oh, yeah.
You got the haterish dudes.
They just sit around. Because Rashad McCants
is a hater.
Hates everything.
Hates everything.
Everything.
When that man said he could have scored 81. And then my man Tony Allen was like, no.
His Turkish team could have beat the Nuggets.
Yeah.
It's all. Yeah. We'll get back to some NBA in about 10 minutes. Let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Mad Max.
Kareem slapped.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non surgical treatment for joint pain.
Left center. Well struck. Cruz back at the wall, and it's out of here.
Yeah, man.
Nielsen got all of that one. Solo shot, 2-0 Atlanta.
Good to see Matt Olson with a little power over the weekend. That was Saturday, the game that the Braves did win. Took them 11 to do it. They're good in extras.
They're good in extras, though.
They're 5-0 in extra innings this year.
With their closing situation, they're going to be in a lot of them.
And last night would have been extras, too, if Iglesias could have got out of the ninth. He couldn't.
What is Iglesias' song when he come out to the field?
It's a good question.
He comes out to Kendrick, like us.
Which? Oh.
Oh my God!
Please let it go.
That is true.
Yeah,
he's got to change that.
He has this big lightning bolt thing going on the board, mm-hmm. and it does a lot of crackling and lightning, and then it starts, and then Kendrick comes in.
Yeah, they got to take that away.
Yeah, bro.
You got to earn that back.
You got to earn it.
It's like what Randy says about his kids.
Oh.
No fly bench warmers.
I tell you.
You can't have 6 blown saves and an intro song.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, we got the helmet this weekend, Buck. Had it right.
Everybody has intros these days, though. Scott Blewett will have an intro next time he comes out.
I like Verdugo comes to the plate to like some mariachi music.
He does. Yes,
like there's no beat.
Cool.
It's just trumpet.
I love mariachi music.
Yeah, me too.
I love it. But yeah, he's a problem. Ozzy Albies is a problem.
Yeah, currently problem.
Michael Harris, I mean, he had a nice, you know.
At least he's making up for it defensively.
Yes.
And he has had some clutch hits.
Yes.
I'm going to bend over backwards to defend my Clarence.
Because you know how much I love that dude.
But he's struggling. There's no way around it.
Yeah.
He's struggling as well. Ozzy Albies batting 120 in the month of May.
Yeah. It's not good.
Ozuna's batting 200 in the month of May. Verdugo's batting 130 in the month
of
May.
It's hot, man. They say you got to wait for the weather to warm up. All right, bro, let go.
Yeah, even some of the Eli White magic has dried up a little bit.
But you kind of knew this.
Verdugo and Eli White, you were going to ride these until
it just fell off like it has. But, yeah, man, I just, you know, it's you got the Nationals in town. They're not good. Every time you get to 500. But then I keep saying that I get, are the Braves good?
Not that good.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah. Is that fair to say?
Yep.
They're not that good.
Yeah.
Like, I was talking to my father-in-law. We were watching the game on Saturday, and he was, you know, obviously there's plenty to complain about. And I was like, I don't know, like, maybe this collection of players, they're good. Like, they're definitely good, but they're not that good. Like, I'm not going to sit here, even with Acuna coming back and Strider coming back and all that, like, I don't view them as, like, a legitimate World Series contender right now after what I've seen for 40 games and what I watched all year last year. I know last year there was a lot of injuries, and there have been some this year, too. But, like, it's just hard for me to imagine that there's a 1 or 2 player bump that takes this team from where they are right now to, all right, we're about to win 25 out of 30 and really enforce our will on the league.
But the one player is one of the best players in ball.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah. It's coming true. Off of a second ACL injury.
And the other player is one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Yeah.
It's true.
That doesn't play every day.
So maybe. Maybe. There's a lot of spots in this lineup right now that make me uncomfortable. Like, Austin Riley's been fantastic.
Yes.
And then we played that Olsen home run. He's still kind of coming along. He hasn't been what you'd want him to be for a year and 40 games now. Because we're a quarter of the way into the year. Like, 40 games is a lot. Ozuna hasn't been great the last couple of weeks. Like, Drake Baldwin's been awesome. I would love to see him in the lineup. But he plays catcher.
And Sean Murphy
can't have
good.
Two catchers.
Yeah, Sean Murphy's been good. Well, I mean, you could pitch hit him or something. I don't know.
And they did. He played yesterday, went 2-for-3, and then Murphy pinch hit and got the only important hit the Braves had all day. He drove in 3 on that double in the 8th inning, and then Iglesias blew it. So, I don't know, man.
They'll figure it out. They better figure it out. But, I mean, you got certain players that, you know, and this thing would be a lot better if Ozzie was hitting.
Matt
was hitting.
Yeah.
If Michael was more consistent. Ozuna, all that. It would be better. They would be over 500 by now.
Yeah.
But because they're not, that's why you fight
yourself
where you are.
The way they've been pitching the last 2 weeks,
yes,
bullpen included outside of Iglesias, they should be 7-3 or 8-2. They went into Pittsburgh and gave up no runs.
None.
The whole weekend.
Pittsburgh.
They gave up 4 yesterday. They gave up 2 on Saturday, and they gave up 3 on Friday.
They got new manager.
You got to be able to win those games.
They got new manager. And it's back. We talked about the mess they were in. They fired their coach on Friday before y'all went up there. They're running promo special to get people to come to the game.
We talked
about all the stuff they did. They took down Clemente's thing. We talk about all the bad stuff that was going on in Pittsburgh, and I really, really hate those damn throwback jerseys. I'm sorry, the Pete with the one they had on Saturday. I think
those are the City Edition ones.
Yeah,
those are awful. They gave a bobblehead to a guy yesterday I never heard of.
Yeah, this is what they're trying to do to get you in there.
They did WWE night on Saturday. Normally, you got to do that kind of stuff on Tuesdays.
Yeah,
they got to do it on Saturday.
That is a great point.
With the Braves in town,
they had a main event up there or something.
There was a WWE pay-per-view on Saturday night. It was not. I think that was just coincidence.
Oh, okay.
WWE night.
It's a good idea.
But like that's normally
but they don't
do
promos on weekend nights. Yeah, that's a great point.
You get somebody to come out
crazy.
On a Wednesday.
Yeah.
They're begging in that. You saw the stands. There wasn't anybody there.
Yes.
But they still won 2 out of 3.
Maybe they need to give out more Paul Skeens bobbleheads.
We can say all the bad stuff we want about them. They took 2 out of 3 from the Braves, kept them under 500. Very frustrating. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk some NBA playoffs. 2 games coming up tonight, Celtics-Knicks, Timberwolves-Warriors, some other NBA news as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Monday afternoon, we'll get into a couple different NBA topics in just a minute. The AMA about 15 minutes away. Phone lines will be open. 404-726-0929. Call us up and ask us anything. Also, make sure to come see me and Randy on Friday at Twin Peaks Buckhead. We're going to be at Twin Peaks in Buckhead on Friday.
Nice.
Getting ready for the NBA action of the weekend. NHL, too.
Yes.
I watched more NHL playoff hockey this weekend than I had the whole playoffs so far.
It's the best time to watch it.
It was really great.
Yeah,
the games are so good.
Yeah, it's the best time. There's a lot of good sports on.
It was. It was a good weekend.
Yeah. Yesterday, this damn Liverpool, Arsenal tie. Had it control. Arsenal comes back, ties it up late, and it ends up being a tie. The El Clasico was outstanding.
Yeah, Mbappe had a hat trick, and
they lost. Because that little young whippersnapper,
he's
nasty.
He's the next one.
Man.
That he's the next one.
He's 17?
He's
nasty.
Outrageous.
He's nasty.
Yeah, it's good to know Mbappe is still
killing
it, though.
Yeah, come on now.
Yeah.
I mean, he is very good.
So all that did happen. All the local stuff wasn't great. The Braves lose 2 out of 3 to the Pirates. Atlanta United continues to be just really not very good. And hopefully they get that figured out soon. And the NBA playoffs were on. some weird games, man. Like some blowouts. Nuggets scored 8 points in the first quarter yesterday. That game ended up being a pretty good game, actually, and the Thunder got it together in the fourth quarter and beat them by five. The Cavs got destroyed.
Yes.
And Donovan Mitchell got hurt. So that one feels pretty much over. But they were down by 41 points at halftime. You don't see that ever, really.
Like, how does he want to play?
Yeah, and all those guys were available in the first half. I know Donovan Mitchell must have done something in the first half to do what he did to his left ankle, but like he was out there. DeAndre Hunter was out there. Evan Mobley was out there. They had all the guys that they played so well with in Game 3.
They had a damn adrenaline rush. They didn't get the right doses of through it all.
Something, because they got run off the court. They got absolutely destroyed last night by the Pacers. That one's 3-1. I know it's headed back to Cleveland for Game 5, but if – and they said that Donovan Mitchell should be able to go, or they expect him to go. We'll see.
How much?
I mean, if he doesn't, that's a wrap.
Because that goes back to what we talk about with them calves, man. The calf muscles.
Calf muscles.
Yeah. Not calves.
That's a little confusing, calf but I get muscle. What you're saying, yeah.
Some people look at it as a prelude to
you got
to
be careful.
The Achilles.
You start having that tendonitis in your calf.
Yes.
You think back to Kevin Durant, tried to play through it. Rupture your Achilles tendon.
Yeah.
And again, I'm sure Donovan Mitchell wants to play. He wants to be out there and try to help his team win. They won 64 damn games in the regular season, and they're one loss away from being out before the conference finals. Was it Kenny Atkinson on that 15 Hawks coaching staff?
Oh, man.
I think he was. I think he was on Bud's coaching staff.
I know he was on Bud's staff. I don't know if he was on Bud during that time.
He'll be a part of a couple 60-win teams to not make it to the NBA finals. That's pretty tough.
Crazy. But, I mean, unlike – you know, those Hawks teams, there's no LeBron.
That's true.
This team just hurt.
Yeah. You're also not in the conference finals. So I see people making those comparisons between he was an assistant on that team. I see people making the comparisons, like the memes on social media about the Cavs or the 15 Hawks. No, the Hawks at least made the conference finals.
They did.
They won two playoff series before they got, you know, they got swept out of there by LeBron and those guys. These guys aren't even going to make the conference finals, it doesn't look like.
Yeah.
Now, injuries are a huge part of it. I understand that, but still.
Yeah, like, but that's where you are.
Everybody's dealing with injuries
But that's where you are right now. But, I mean, you look – I mean, Game 3, Donovan Mitchell went bonkers.
He did.
He was outstanding. And they played well. They all played well because Garland was out there and everything like that. It was one of those – and we talked about that last Friday, about all hands on deck. Yeah. You gotta deal with the pain because if you go down 3-0, it's a wrap. Now, you're down 3-1, it's a wrap.
Yeah, it feels that way.
Yeah.
And with all the – you know, if Donovan can't go. Again, this, like everybody's banged up this time of year. It's May in the NBA, you know? Like, you played a full season, some of them played a full season, and then you just played a playoff series to get here, and now you're in the second round of the playoffs.
Right.
Like, I mean, everybody is dealing with players on their team that are dealing with something.
Right.
Like, the Pacers are dealing with stuff. Like, they have guys on their team that are dealing with stuff. So, I don't know. I get it. That is what it comes down to this time of year a lot, is who's the best and healthiest at the right time. And a lot of teams just aren't, but I don't know. It would be pretty brutal to win all those games and lose in the second round. Celtics have a chance to tie the series up tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Madison Square Garden. They played great in Game 3. They shot the ball. Well, they played better. I don't know that they played great.
They played better.
They can still play better. And if they do, I mean, I think
they're down by 20 points in every single damn game.
I still have them winning the series in 6.
Yeah, me too. But I mean, the Knicks have been down by 20 points in every game. And the first two games, obviously the Celtics shot themselves out of it.
Yep.
They made shots, but they were able to get easier shots this time, it looked like to me. But Jason Tatum and Jalen Watson aren't playing well. They're not shooting the ball well. So if they could do all that, then it's a wrap. But we talked about Porzingis. He got some kind of illness or something, so he can barely play. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, he's been dealing with it for months.
Yes,
now.
Exactly. So you don't know what the story of that is. Can Jalen, because they don't have enough firepower to go toe-to-toe with Washington. I mean, with Boston. Boston has to kind of shoot themselves out of it. We haven't had a Jalen Brunson quarter. We haven't had a Jalen Brunson game. And that's what I mean. It's like one of these 40-point games. Did you see they were trying to – I saw this thing on Twitter that is he the greatest Knick of all time? Like, really?
The like, New York Knicks?
Yes. He's the greatest player of the New York Knicks. Come on, man.
I guess maybe since Twitter started.
Okay.
Probably not, though. I don't know.
Like, that guy
Carmelo's who, pretty good.
Carmelo's the guy who calls the game. He wears the great suits.
Yeah.
Clyde Frazier.
Yeah, Clyde Frazier was, but that's so long ago.
Yeah,
like, people don't know anything.
Slides on the one day championship.
people,
yeah, he's pretty good.
People don't know anything
Patrick
that Ewing, happened 10
Patrick
years
Ewing
ago.
Was a through them.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's definitely been better players than Jalen Brunson. Right. No offense to Jalen Brunson.
But I think the one thing about it is that they're bigger. They got bigger bodies on because he'll bang it. You know, Jalen's a little pit bull, but he'll, like, bang it, get his separation. And I thought Drew Holiday, they're just making him work, man. They're making him work. But I think, can they attack him on the offensive side? That whole Robinson missed free throws, that second free throw was – And I ain't never seen nothing that bad. I've seen people airball free throws before.
There's been free throws.
But that was bad.
It was like something malfunctioned.
Like it looked like he thought the rim was 8 feet.
Yeah.
He shot it for an 8 foot rim.
Yeah, but it looked like his arms were controlled by someone else.
Yeah.
You know? Like someone had a remote control or something. And there was like a glitch.
Yeah.
You know, you ever play video games and like it glitches?
Yeah.
That's what it looked like. That there was a glitch in Mitchell Robinson's body when he tried to shoot that free throw. And now he's mad at everybody for making fun of it. Sorry, you airballed the free throw by 5 feet.
Yeah, man.
We're going to make fun of it.
But, I mean, you look at what they do when he's on the court, that they start hacking him.
And they should.
And they should.
Yeah, he was 4 of 12 from the free throw line.
And that throws you out of your offense rhythm if you're the Knicks. But they got to get the other guys to play well. Like, we were talking before the show, me and you, I was like, damn, I forgot to get all them damn picks for Bridges. Carter the Town's supposed to be the number two guy. But he got his heart pumped Kool-Aid. Sorry to say it. And then, you know, and Anunoby, you never know what you're going to give him. Josh Hart, they're letting him shoot. Go ahead. He's a damn power forward guard.
Yeah, I mean, look, I know that the first two games went the way that they went, and they're the Knicks, so people are going to talk about them different. But they're not, like, they're okay.
They're not.
They're okay. They're a win of playoff series and get to the second round of the playoffs team, which is kind of what we thought all season long. When they played against Celtics in the regular season, they got beat every time,
yes.
And they got beat by double digits. Like when good teams equal to them played them and took it seriously, they got smoked. And, you know, I don't know, you know, what their plan is to try to change some of that. I mean, Tibbs is only going to play the guys that he's going to play anyway, so you're going to have a pretty small rotation. But, like, I don't know. Trading to get Karl Anthony Towns on that team, that was a pretty good team. I don't know that it makes it a better playoff team.
No.
It made them a better regular season team, but I don't know that it makes them a better playoff team. Exactly. It's hard for me to imagine making a trade to actively get less tough. Meanwhile, the guy that they traded him for, or I guess they traded him for two guys because the Wolves got Dante DiVincenzo as well, who's a nice role player. Julius Randle's playing the best basketball maybe of his life.
He is playing very, very angry.
I know he was third team All NBA a couple of years ago, so he did have, you know, he had some nice years in New York, but he's playing more efficiently than he's ever played before. He would be perfect for them to have right now against Boston. And yet Minnesota has him, and it took him a minute to figure it out.
Yeah.
It took him a minute figure out how to use him.
Hurt,
and he got hurt, and Jaden McDaniels was hurt, and like they weren't their whole selves for the majority of the season, and now they're playing against a team in Golden State that doesn't even look like without Steph Curry.
How many threes did they shot?
They shot five in the first half. Not made five. Shot five. Steph will shoot five and a quarter.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, their whole identity changes without it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Jimmy tried to do what he could do yesterday.
Oh, Jimmy was great.
Kuminga was good.
Just nobody. Yeah, Kuminga was good.
But there's nobody to stretch the field.
Yeah.
Draymond
scored 2 points. Like,
he's a little,
and fouled out. You can't do that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I know exactly. Like, does he know that, though?
I don't know. Get a tech, man. He didn't get ejected. He fouled out.
He's going to get a tech today.
So that's better.
He needs a tech flagrant something. Get himself going.
I don't know. I don't know if they can sneak one because Jimmy played like 45 minutes too. He played good.
Remember Friday we said, do you go all in on this game?
And they did.
Yeah.
And they lost. So I don't know what happens tonight. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up and ask us anything on a Monday afternoon. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic, all you got to do is call us at 404-726-0929. And there's a few phone lines available if you want to jump on and ask a question. When we say your name, you ask us the question, and then we answer it. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Let's start with Joseph in Buford. Hello, Joseph.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, good. You know, one of the things I like to do this time of year during the NBA playoffs is kind of revisit my all-hater team. You know, the players in the league that I currently just despise, that I, you know, if I was to put all of them on a team, what would that look like? So I thought maybe I'd pose that question to you guys. Do you have guys in the NBA that you're like, hey, listen, I just can't stand to watch this guy play.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like them. I wouldn't want them on my team. If you guys were to put together, you know, a starting five or so for your all-hater team, what would that look like?
Yeah, that's a great question.
That is a definite Andy category.
My number one, this is the weirdest one. I don't even know why. I think it's because he dances a lot. Is Cameron Payne.
Okay.
Backup point guard for the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
He's my number one least enjoyable player to watch in the NBA.
Okay.
I do not like watching Cameron Payne play basketball.
All right.
I don't like watching Michael Porter Jr. play basketball.
Okay.
I really don't enjoy anything about him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's on there.
Okay.
God, Peyton Pritchard. Really don't like Peyton Pritchard.
Really?
Went to Oregon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
4-year starter at
okay,
Oregon.
There we go.
Killed us for years. Really, really don't like
All
him.
All right.
So those are my guards.
Okay.
Campaign and Peyton Pritchard.
Okay.
Michael Porter Jr.'s what? My three?
Yeah, say wing.
Three or four?
Okay.
Who else do we put on there?
You going to put Rudy as your center?
Yeah, Rudy's the center.
Okay,
Rudy Absolutely.
The center?
Can't stand him.
All right.
And, you know, I'll be honest, really frustrating guy to watch for a lot of years here. I don't really like DeAndre Hunter that much.
Okay, there we go.
So that's my five.
There's your five.
Yeah. I know we're good in a fight.
There's your five. All right.
Coached by?
Danny Ainge.
No, got to be one of the active coaches.
Oh, okay.
Got to be one of these guys. I like Rick Carlisle a lot.
Fuck you not.
Love Kerr. I like the Wolves guy.
J.J. Redick?
I like Finch. Yeah, but they're gone.
Oh, okay.
I don't really have a problem with J.J. Redick. I don't know. I like J.J. enough. He's fine. Joe Mazzulla's a real weirdo.
He is.
Like, I'll put
Tap
him.
Tap into our darkness.
I'll put him as the coach. That guy's an oddball.
Tap into our darkness.
All right. Frank the Tank is in Lithonia.
Hey, Andy, Randy, how are you?
Good.
Good.
Great. My question for both of you is, if the Celtics win back-to-back championships, do you know anybody else that has won back-to-back championships in college and back-to-back championships in any sport in the pros other than Al Horford?
Yeah, because Al Horford did it with Florida, and then he would do it with the Celtics.
Right.
I mean, you know, obviously Bill Russell did. Because they won two championships when he was at San Francisco,
right.
And then they won a million championships when he was with Boston. He also had a teammate, I think it was Casey Jones, was on the San Francisco team and the Celtics team, I think.
I don't know about San Francisco.
I'm pretty sure he was.
Okay.
Or there was someone who was on both of those teams with him. I think it was Casey Jones. So those guys, I mean, think about some of those Lakers. Gail Goodrich, maybe? UCLA and the Lakers?
Maybe.
Maybe?
The one back-to-back?
Jabbar. They won all the years he was at UCLA, right?
Yeah, but he's already Milwaukee. They didn't win title. They didn't win title for a while.
But they didn't win a back-to-back when he was with the Lakers?
Oh, I thought you said, because I thought it was from college too.
Well, you just had to do it in college and in the
I thought
NBA,
you were with
at any
your,
point.
With, I thought with your original team.
Oh, yeah.
He won like four in a row with
Horford's
UCLA.
Not with his original team,
and then the back-to-back. He was on the back-to-back team.
Who?
Kareem.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kareem's on it.
So Kareem's on it.
All right, so Kareem's on it.
Maybe there's a random bull. I can't think of
it. I can't think of that of them. No. Mike won one.
But we came up with some.
Yeah, Mike
came
won up with one. Some.
But Al Horford would be that. Al Horford would be that because they won back-to-back at Florida, and the Celtics won, he would be back-to-back in the NBA. Al Horford, still doing it after all these years. Adam is in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hello, Adam.
Hey, I know I asked y'all about the golf and the soccer rankings at the station before, but who down there at 929 has the best chance of beating the freeze in a race? You can leave John out. You can leave John and Sam out. I'd like to see John race Love from Southwest ATL.
All right, Adam.
Stay behind the glass.
All right, Adam.
All right. Only guy I can think, probably Dylan. He's the youngest.
Yeah?
He's the youngest athletic one. Both?
You think you beat the Freeze?
I will volunteer to race the Freeze right now. I do believe there's strategy involved in this.
You go slow at first, right? Because he can't start until you get to a certain point.
Yeah, he starts at a certain point. Yeah. So you pace yourself at the beginning when you hear the music drop. Then you turn it on a little bit. But you also stay to the inside. Why do these guys get way out in the warning track and let the Freeze take the inside?
I don't know.
There we go.
Bad
plus,
strategy.
There's like, you know, we've seen some ups and downs with Freezes lately.
Do they have a Freeze this year?
Yeah.
I was like, do you give it out inside stuff?
I do what?
You give it out inside stuff?
What do you mean?
You tell us how to beat them.
Oh. No, I watch it every day. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Run that way.
I mean, Dylan's young.
Yeah.
Abe would try.
Oh, no.
He would try.
He says not fast.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he says not fast.
I beat my wife in a race yesterday.
You in Ash racing?
She was out there trying to bully Lily, and Lily's getting all mad. She was beating her. I was like, I'll race you. Smoked her. Down the street? We were in Mamaw's driveway.
Nice.
We raced from the basketball hoop to Mamaw's car.
Smoked her.
I'm not. There's no Mother's Day discount.
Did you turn around and look at her?
No, but I hit the car and did a little Dion.
Oh.
Yeah, it had the high step on her. My move.
Did you make her mad?
Nah, she knows.
Whatever.
She knows.
Competitive, Ash. Is competitive your wife
she
is?
Said, she said it's because I have sandals on.
There it is.
It is hard to run in sandals.
Huh?
It is hard to run
in sandals. Yes, it is hard to run in sandals.
But, she could have had track cleats on.
You go get her.
Yeah, I'm kind of faster than my wife at sprinting. John is in Atlanta. Hey, John.
I would hope so.
Yeah, hey, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, what's up, John?
Hey, question, and Randy, this might be tilted more to you, but it's about Matthew Stafford, and obviously he was a great Bulldog, you know, won an NFL ring, you know, but I've seen him on a couple of podcasts the last few years, and you may have seen this, where they ask him about Georgia, and he says, yeah, some people like say, yell, go Dogs, and it just doesn't sit with me well. He says that, and so I'm just kind of curious about, you know, your guys' view on Matthew Stafford, his time at Georgia, and kind of how he's seems to be disrespecting Georgia at this point.
Hold on. He said disrespecting Georgia. How? I didn't get that part. How did he?
Oh, well, he was on a podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What did he say?
Well, a couple times, you know, he was asked about, you know, Georgia. He goes, yeah, you know, I'll travel around and people yell go Dogs. And he goes, that doesn't sit well with me. I don't even say go Dogs back.
Oh, okay. I saw what you were talking about. And I Stafford, what he was basically saying, because when I'm with my partners, and we all ones that played at Georgia or something like that, we don't walk up to each other and say, go Dogs. That's just not something we do. I was on a cruise, had my Georgia visor on. People came up to me and said, go Dogs. I would say it back to them, but if they had it on and I didn't have it on, I wouldn't say to them, go Dogs.
Right.
And that's what Stafford, that's what he's talking about with Stafford.
I thought he also talked about, like, sometimes people will bark at him. Because you know Georgia fans will bark at people sometimes. Yes. And he was like, that's a little weird.
It's a little weird.
Which,
it is.
It's okay.
It is very, very weird.
There's nothing wrong with it. There's a lot of weird stuff sports fans do, but, like, it is a little weird to just be out there barking at people.
Yes, but no, I think, that's the thing with Stafford. What he was saying, I know exactly what he was talking about. He said that, because it is weird. It's weird for me to see you with a Georgia hat on and he say, go Dogs to you. It's just a weird thing.
Sure.
I don't know why. And most players that I play with say the same thing. But if somebody says it to us because we have a Georgia stuff on.
Yeah, or they know you
or
from
they
the
know
team.
You,
yeah.
You'll say it back to them. Sure. You won't be like, eh. No, you'll say go Dogs back to them.
I saw a guy at the Mexican restaurant at Smyrna Market Village 2 years ago. Washington Huskies hat, Washington Huskies polo.
Yeah.
Come on. We're in Atlanta. You don't see that ever. So I walked up to him and I was like, hey, I went to UW too. Like, or whatever. I went to UW. Go Huskies. And he just kind of looked at me like I was the weirdest person in the world.
Uh-huh.
I even had a Husky shirt on at the time. I was like, you know. And he was like, oh, cool. All right. Like, don't have the hat and the polo on and, like, be weirded out if somebody says something to you. You know what I mean?
That's weird to him.
I guess.
Because he's in Atlanta, Georgia, and all those different things.
Which is exactly. Right. Like, it's weird to see a Husky. Like, we both had Husky gear on.
Right.
It just seemed like a normal connection. Like, if he would have come up to me and been like, hey, I went to UW, too, I'd be like, oh, that's great. When did you go there, you know?
Right.
Go Huskies. I think they're going to be pretty good this year. This was before the Pennix year.
Right.
It was like August of the second Pennix year.
Right.
We were about to go to the national championship game. I don't know. He was real weird about it. I was like, did somebody dare him to wear it or something?
That could have been it.
Did he not realize he was wearing Huskies gear? Like,
That could have been something.
I don't know.
He had the hat on, too?
He had a Washington hat and polo on.
Whoa.
Like, he looked like he was on the coaching staff. And I went up and just, I'm like a pretty normal person. I'm not awkward or anything like that. Went up and said, what's up? He wasn't having it.
Maybe he looked at you like, damn, there is a Washington fan out here.
He was speechless.
That could have been it.
He was speechless. As are the phone lines. We are out. But we can do some social media questions. Bo has some.
All right. So if y'all are at a party and a line dance song comes on, A, do you hit the dance floor? B, which ones are your favorite?
I have to be drinking.
Now, line dance.
Yeah. Like, the funniest one to me is the big girl.
Cupid Shuffle.
I'll do the Cupid Shuffle. I laugh with the big girls backing up. Hey, big girl, oh, with your back. I just laugh the whole time. That's all I do. I laugh the whole song.
That's Wobble.
Yeah.
Right?
Hey, big girl. Yeah, Wobble.
My wife loves the Wobble.
I laugh every time.
So if the Wobble comes on at the wedding, my wife's doing the Wobble.
My wife does it,
loves
too.
Loves the Wobble.
But this new damn boots on the ground thing.
What's
where
that
the fans at? I'm just like, okay.
Oh, they got a new one?
Yes. Hey, Day-Day, ain't it called Boots on the Ground or something? I'm trying to.
Day-Day's
not listening. Because that's more like Day-Day's.
We haven't had a new wedding line dance song in a while.
In the boots on the ground?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm going to a wedding next month. Maybe it'll be on.
Fans at. Where's the wedding at?
Lake Lanier. I'll do the electric slide if it comes on at a wedding.
I like doing the bus stop.
What's
send
that
off one? Phone to the left. That's what we call it for about the bus stop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have y'all ever seen the church clap or heard of the church clap?
No.
Uh-uh.
What so it's a line dance type dance because it's a song and you get in a line and you do it. It's a little bit more fast moving, but my softball team enjoys doing the church clap before every softball game to where it's kind of become a thing.
Uh-huh.
10 minutes before the home plate meeting between the coaches, after we've warmed up, this is why I don't mind this because it keeps them loose and they have fun with it. It's become so much a thing that now players from both dugouts are coming out. And they're all in a line, and they're doing this church clap dance, and it's really, really cool to see.
Church clap.
It's like a whole line dance breaking out on a softball field. You could probably Google it and see people doing it.
So our rehearsal dinner for our wedding, we got married in Waynesville, North Carolina, which is where my wife is from. They did a whole line dance. Like, we had, like, a bluegrass band performing at the rehearsal dinner, and the guy taught. Like, they all knew how to do it because that's something that they do, I suppose, in that part of the world. And my whole family was like, we don't know how to do this. And so, like, a guy taught us all how to do it. And we were swinging our partner do-si-do, doing all kinds of hillbilly dances. It was pretty fun.
Okay. I'm looking at the church dance. Okay. It looks like it's a little girl thing.
It kind of, I mean, there's some energy in it. There's some clapping in between your legs and doing some kick-type things in there. You
it know. Seems fun.
Yeah, they have fun with it. It's fun to watch, not going to lie. At first, I was one of those, all right, y'all need to be focused. Y'all need to be dialed in. Pretend.
So. Hey, you play better when you smile.
Yeah, 100%. They're having fun with it. The timing of it is right. Like, it's not like the song gets played because it's our music mom that plays the songs.
You got a music mom?
Yeah,
they
man.
They play entrance music and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In Little League?
Oh, yeah, man. We didn't have this stuff when I was growing up.
Neither did I.
Did you get the tweet yesterday from the person, the guy who sent us, like, this little...
Little boy that looked like his name is, like...
This little boy, baseball...
Jackson or something?
He got all these goddamn necklaces on.
Braxton.
Got his mat. Got
can't
his,
say
I'm
that.
Like mitts and all this stuff. Like
lots of stuff.
Sit your little ass down. So, and it ain't his fault. His mom and dad didn't bought it by for
that's
him.
True.
It is true. He didn't buy any
he didn't
of that
buy any
with his
of
own
that.
Money.
Your mom and daddy bought him that mess.
Somebody went to the store and bought him all that stuff. Hopefully he doesn't go for four today.
Yeah. You better, like I said, you can't be a fresh bitch woman.
All right. One more.
So I got one here for Randy. Do you have a collection of all your football cards?
Yes.
You have every one of them?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Yes. What are they in?
There,
like a binder?
No, it's not on a binder. Like Isaiah made this little thing for me. Like it's like a canvas type thing, and it has all of them on there.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Him and Sean put that together maybe about 4 or 5 years ago.
Like Father's Day or something?
Uh-huh.
That's
do you have a list of them?
What the hell are you talking
about? A list,
about?
Like of all the cards you've been on.
No.
All right.
I've been on a lot of them.
Because, I mean, I collect cards.
Oh,
and I'm like,
yeah.
Why not start up a Randy and Michael football card collection?
That'd be pretty cool. There's a whole bunch of them in there.
It freaks Lily
sure
out
I could get some of them
if I'll show her, like, a Randy card. I'm like, this is Uncle Randy. What?
Yeah.
Football player?
The worst card they had of me was the one when they put a Rams uniform on my dolphin body.
Oh.
It's the worst thing in the world.
That's funny.
It is awful. It's one of the reflector cards, too. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
Where them fans at?
The day.
Mama.
Yeah, it is. Go up there, I'm telling you. Randy made you a ringtone earlier. You just got to listen back.
Football 101 from the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. You don't want pressure players. You want sackers.
Yes.
And from Maine to Duke to Utah would complete the trifecta of white for Cooper Flagg.
It's the whitest. The whitest you can be. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.